300. Now, Friends of the Irish Environment have written to a local authority in this country, Naas Municipal District in County Kildare, urging them not to back a proposal to suspend pay parking in the town from the 15th to the 31st of December. According to FIE, the evidence from Retail and Mobility Management shows that suspending pay parking will increase car use by encouraging short, avoidable car trips that otherwise be made by active, sustainable modes, increase congestion and emissions, and undermine the county's action plan. They also say that it is unlawful, and also that encourages people who are not really shopping in the town to park and leave their cars there all day long. With me on the line to talk about this is Friends of the Irish Environment Representative Tony Lowes, and also the Mayor of Tralee, Labour Councillor Terry O'Brien. Of course, in Kerry, since last Friday, we've had a partial suspended parking arrangements throughout the towns, a county, to encourage Christmas shopping. Tony, I'll start with you. I can understand the point you're making, I suppose, about the element of emissions and short, unnecessary car journeys. But what's the situation with regards to unpriced parking, you believe, encourages long-stay commuters, many of whom would take public transport otherwise, or take a public transport out of town and reduces car space? Is that right?
I think that's an element in it. But the main one is, you know, it was pretty obvious to me. I didn't realise quite how damaging free parking was. You know, it was free and so on. I understood the first problem, which is the kind of, we'll call it a social problem, where people occupy these long-term car parks and at the expense of somebody driving in from the countryside who's looking for a place to park, and it's not freed up in 2 hours, and they end up obviously very unhappy socially. And you can understand the environmental arguments, because you're going to be cruising around the town and making more emissions as you're looking for a place to park. When you remove these demand management tools, then it doesn't, it doesn't improve the environmental situation. But what I didn't know, and what came as a surprise to me, was that it's actually economically bad, because you're slowing the changeover of people who are coming into the parking area. So you're slowing the number of footfalls going into the shops. So yeah, you're slowing the purchases. Your shopkeepers are losing. And there's many studies now that show this is what happens when you think you have free parking.
So it encourages people to stay all day. Commuters who come in, leave their car, maybe some of the staff in the shops as well, who would otherwise have to come up with others or take bus tickets. Oh, I can take the car in, it's free, and they stay there all day. So there's less space than there normally would be if people were paying for the parking.
That's that. You've got the social side of it absolutely perfect. And the environmental side is obvious, because there's no, you know, people drive in and there's no place to park. I mean, these are huge problems, in fact. But if we focus on this one measure, it's what called a reverse incentive. You think because you're offering people this incentive of free parking, it will improve things, but it doesn't. It makes things worse for the shopkeepers, and that, of course, means there's less revenue for the town. And this parking money is exceedingly important to local authorities, because it's money they can spend themselves. It doesn't go to Dublin and come back or not come back. It's money they can actually use for sidewalks, walkways, cycling, and to diminish it in any way is a real shame.
A bad move. A bad move, according to you. Okay, Terry O'Brien, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning. What's your view on this? This is something that Kerry County Council have in place in several towns across the county, at least partially, maybe from 9 in the morning until 2:30. There's a 2-hour parking restriction, but how policeable that be? That would be, I don't know. But what's your view on what the Friends of the Irish Environment are saying?
Morning, Jerry. Morning, Tony. Morning to all your listeners. How am I going to say this? Tony might get a shock here, but I'm inclined to agree with a lot of what he's saying, Jerry. Now, I don't want us to be known as the Grinches of Christmas here, but when this free parking idea was moved about 20 years ago, initially we used to have days free, so you'd start, there'd be no parking, there'd be no fees at all. And very quickly, in the first few days of the first time we did this, shopkeepers and businesses were calling us saying, "Oh, Jesus, stop this. There's no turnover of cars. The workers are going to town. They're parking their car in the middle of the town and going to work for the day and coming back in the evening." So if you go back and look at it, it's being reduced and reduced and reduced. So at this time, all it is really is a gesture, because it's the most you can get is 2 hours free. It is monitored, and it's only in the car parks, not on street. So really, it's more of a gesture, because as Tony was saying, it did cause a lot of blockage. Believe it or not, businesses were asking us maybe to look at it and relook at it. It does have its positive points, of course. It's a nice, you know, a nice ad, come to Tralee for free parking, come to Killarney or Listowel, and you get free parking, but it has to be monitored, and it has to be logical, and it has to be used in such a way that there is turnover of parking. So if some fella leaving Dingle in the morning comes into Tralee and he goes into Tralee and all the parking spaces are gone, you know, it's that's worse. That's bad economic strategy. So yeah, I would agree with a certain amount of what Tony was saying.
Is that part of the problem, though? When you're moving from the ticket system, whereby you have your ticket displayed, if you're out of time, then you get a ticket, you have to move it, you pay a certain amount, and you're aware in your head of how long. If it's kind of a loose 2 hours, like even the point of view of the parking, the traffic wardens, like to keep an eye on every car and count how long they were there, and 2 hours, it makes it very difficult.
But see, what you're saying, Jerry, makes sense. If you go into town, if you're free parking, you'll stroll around, and it's nice sometimes to stroll around. But if you are on your ticket and you know you have to be gone by a certain time, you'll be effective. You'll get your shopping done and you'll get out of there. And I think that's really what Tony's kind of saying, get in, get out. You know, I suppose part of what Tony's saying then, though, maybe I would have an issue about people driving around in the rural towns and villages. The public transport, we're lucky in Tralee, we've got the Tralee People's Bus, which is a great service. But we have to drive into town, really, you know. So it's probably a little bit different from where Tony is. But otherwise, we just need to be careful. Now, the wardens do a good job. They do watch, believe it or not, Jerry. So if Jerry Party's car below there in the main street, and they keep an eye on you. You know, they are good, and they have the days of a fella saying, oh, I didn't park there that long. The lads have cameras, they use them. They're all timed, so there is ways and means. But they're looking for, I suppose, good spirits and people just to say, look, I'll do my bit of shopping and I get out of there. That's what they're hoping, you know?
Yeah, and that is part of it. Tony, on that side of it, the vote in Naas, and was there a reason why you picked Naas for this, urging them not to do it? I'd imagine what happens in Naas would apply all across the country when it comes to free parking incentives by local authorities.
I think each local authority is dealing with it, you know, within its own framework, and it won't necessarily, you know, stop everybody else if the vote goes against the free parking. But we have a kind of network. We're more of a network than a structural organization. And one of our Kildare people was upset about this and raised it and said, look, why don't we look at it? And as I say, when I first looked at it, I thought, free parking, you know, okay, there's a few problems, but nothing like what I discovered. Not only the environmental, which I know, you know, is not the most popular subject, but the simple economics of it. You know, we want successful town center economies. That's what's really important. And if free parking is going to do the reverse, then, we don't want it.
From your point of view.
It makes no sense. Yeah, it just doesn't. But as I say, I understand it's attractive, it's free, and if it's free, it must be good.
Yeah, and the businesses, Terry O'Brien, feel, look, we pay rates, we want something back, you want to encourage people. And so is the missing piece here, Terry, that I suppose, and are you calling on everybody, staff, other people, to make sure that they are conscious of how long they leave their cars to make sure that enough footfall goes into town areas over these 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
100%. This is their busy time. The free parking is a gesture. It's not all day. It's a gesture. It's 2 hours max, and it only goes from 10 to 2:30. So you only have that window to get the free parking in the car parks. But again, the important thing here is we want the businesses to thrive. We need, you know, we all know towns and villages around the country are dying. And, you know, really, we're doing little bits and pieces to try and help. The biggest thing we can do to help, Jerry, as we all know, shop local. Go into the shops and keep them alive. Don't be giving out when the shop's closed because you've been online for the last 2 years, you know. So we, like, Tralee this weekend was a huge success. The town was chock-a-block down there with parades and music and shopping, you know, and that's really what we're looking for, positivity. And again, this is really the traders' time. Christmas is their time, and they're crying out for business, so get in there and shop local. It's a lot more important. That's why the I suppose that's why the DPD and all these companies are getting so big, because, you know, people are sitting at home in the coach and shopping for Christmas when they could be downtown keeping businesses alive and keeping jobs in the towns, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Tony, listen, that vote at Naas Municipal District is happening today. Are ye hopeful that they will listen? Or do you think this is more of a campaign you'll have to do for years to come in terms of changing the focus of it?
Well, I think what we've discovered is that it's been picked up by various parts of the country, by people who have these exact same debates going on. And that's very positive. I also have heard that within local authorities, the actual officers and the people who are involved in the running of our local authorities are really pleased that somebody has come out, because they know this and they know the facts, but they are constantly being weighed by councillors. And there is a legal question of whether the councillors have the reserved function of something that's been established by a bylaw. So it's quite a serious issue, and I hope that by raising it this year, maybe for next year, it'll be easier to refuse the gestures the council refers to.
Okay, all right, listen, we'll leave it there. Tony, thanks very much for talking to us in the programme, and Terry as well, as Tony Lowe's Friends of the Irish Environment, and also Councillor Terry O'Brien, Mayor of Tralee. If you have a view on that debate, that side of it, we want to hear your opinion.